Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled, With Talent in God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a man on his way abroad who summoned his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, each in proportion to his ability. Then he set out. The man who had received the 5 talents promptly went and traded with them and made 5 more. The man who had received 2 made 2 more in the same way. The man who had received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now a long time after, the master of those servants came back and went through his accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more. Sir, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. Here are 5 more that I have made. The master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have shown you can be faithful in small things. I will trust you with greater. Come and join in your master's happiness. Next, the man with the 2 talents came forward. Sir, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. Here are 2 more that I have made. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have shown you can be faithful in small things. I will trust you with greater. Come and join in your master's happiness. Last came forward the man who had the 1 talent. Sir, I had heard you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. So I was afraid and I went off and hid your talent in the ground. Here it is, it was yours, you have it back. The master answered them, you wicked and lazy servant, so you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. Well then, you should have deposited my money with the bankers. On my return, I would recover my capital with interest. So now take the talent from him and give it to the man who has the 5 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have more than enough. From the man who is not, even what he has will be taken away. As for his good-for-nothing servant, throw him out into the dark, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. Sir, says the unfaithful servant, I have heard you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. That's exactly what God isn't. More than that, God cannot be someone who reaps where they have not sown and gathers where they have not scattered, because God is the Creator. It's not just that God isn't that, God cannot be that. At least not absolutely. The God of Aristotle, the unmoved mover, which Aristotle does call God from time to time, because is unmoved, isn't Aristotle's thought therefore completely indifferent to the world? His God doesn't move, but his God isn't the Creator. Being moved means caring, or at least you cannot care without being moved. We still say that in modern language, we talk about someone being very moved by a speech, even occasionally a good sermon. But Aristotle's God is indeed the unmoved mover, as is God. But Aquinas sees it the other way around. Because God is unmoved, because God cannot receive from his own creation, because it's all gift, God can only create out of love. It is love that makes God create anything. Never need, never gain. Therefore, whatever God reaps, God has sown. Whatever God gathers, God has scattered in the earth. Perhaps wantonly, perhaps in our minds, irresponsibly. The way God gives his grace and his power and talents to people. But that means that this man is getting God entirely wrong. But then, why does God give talents? Why does God give us an ability? Well, firstly, I should say that what is meant by the talents, talent, of course, is an old word for weight, a weight of money in this case, which has come to mean talent in the modern sense. Why does he give us these talents? Well, so that in a way, he might reap where he's not sown, might gather where he's not scattered. Only in a way. God's talent is the talent of giving. God's ability is the ability to love. And God cannot not love. God can refuse to give. God does not have to create anything. God is not obliged. But when God creates, it is gift. It can't be anything else. It's pure gift. Pure, unmerited, unnecessary, and also, in a way, not beneficial, the gift of God. Not beneficial to God. God does not become greater. God's joy does not increase from creation. But that is the talent. That's the talents he shares with us. Of course, people like this gospel. They say, God tells me to use my talents, singing, whatever, acting, writing, thinking. And yes, we should use those sort of talents. We shouldn't make a god of them. Sometimes we have to give up our talents. Religious often sacrifice great human abilities in order to serve God and to do the rather less obviously impressive things of service, of prayer, of simply being there, of listening to people, being a friend. We do sacrifice talents, but we also have talents that we, all things being equal, should use. But the great talent is quite simply being like God, quite simply using the true talent of God, the true power of God. It's why the five talents is simply using that power to be godlike. But godlike in mercy, godlike in care. And also human, to be more human in being godlike. God wishes us to be those servants on whose willingness to be servants depends something of his good. It's a frightening thought that, you know, some of us are only saved because other people reached out to us. That's just how responsible we are for each other. That's just how much God has made us need each other. As the first reading says, it says, you have learnt from God yourself to love one another. More literally, it says you are God taught. It's one word, theodidactoi. You are taught by God. That's what you are. So that you can love each other. That's the gift. Which in a way makes it possible for God to say, well, yes, I did this. I gave you grace through my servant. But then I depended on my servant. I didn't need to, but I chose to. I chose to depend on the servant, to do well, to do good for each other. And many, many times people do not do good and they do not care about God and they do not pray and they do not offer themselves. They don't reach out, so many, many times God has to simply do it himself directly. But always it's God working. It's always God who's doing the gift. It's also why I think he says you should have deposited it with the bankers. It's not an argument for or against capitalism. That's simply saying that, you know, there are other people who could use your talents. You could at least pray or allow other people to do well, or at least hope that someone else will serve and give, even if you don't. You can allow others to do for you what it would be much better for you to do to yourself, for yourself, in yourself. That's the power of God's gift, the power of God's talent in our life. Theodidactoi, taught by God directly, that we might love each other. That's the power, that's the talent. And that's the way that the world will be saved.